All right, let me tell you why my vehicle is not in the parking lot. Now, as you know, I drive a 2009 minivan.
2009. Made this century.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, an upgrade from my 1998 Acura. But frankly, it gives me more problems than the Acura ever did.
Yeah, that ACK, man, that was built different.
I always say to my wife, when the van gives problems, she got a new car, and I right about the time that I totaled the Acura, so I took her minivan. And for a little while there, they overlapped. We had both, and I loved the ACK because, like, in a situation like this, I could drive it. But when I totaled that a year ago, that really hurt. You know, that was really upsetting. So I've had air conditioning issues, as you know, with the minivan, and it's been in and out of the shop a few times.
How many summers without AC? Is this number three or number two since you've
this
been?
This is
well, because you started driving, the ACK died a little more than 1 year ago.
That's right. And about August of last year, it started to get real warm in the minivan. And so I said, strategically, I'm going to ignore this because winter is coming.
Brilliant.
I will not. I shall not pry open the wallet.
That's right. I will.
No.
I find, and this is, you can tell for the kids now, if you ignore a problem, it sometimes will just go away on its own.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Don't you think? But in this case, it didn't. And I remembered come about late April, early May. This air conditioning is an issue.
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here again. Here's the good news. This has nothing to do with the air conditioning. It has been fixed.
Okay.
I took a couple tries to get it fixed. The bad news is I think this is worse because here's what happened. All right, yesterday, you know my routine. Every day, I go to the same gym at noon. I leave here 11:35. I arrive there 11:45. I'm in a class at noon. So all that went fine. I drove to the, as usual, parked in the parking lot, go into the class. Now, on Mondays, I then go for my stretch. This is very common for many people. You go to the gym, then you go into the stretch at the stretch zone. My stretch artist, Grayson, was waiting on me at 1:15.
Okay.
Now, they're in the same parking lot. The two
you can walk from one to the other.
I could, but usually I drive. So I don't even know why, but I do. Okay, so yesterday, I get into the minivan after the workout. Now,
it's about a 60-yard drive?
It's a 60-yard drive. I like to drive it. I don't know why, but I do. So yesterday, I got into the minivan. Well, usually I dump my sweaty clothes. I've already showered, and I dump my gym bag back in the minivan. So I turn it on and got nothing. Click, 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 battery. You know, it seems like at least battery. Click, 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 nothing. And I've got 5 minutes before I'm getting stretched. So I think, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What a thought process.
I have 5 minutes. I'm like, what can I do in 5 minutes? Well, I thought, I'm going to play this really smart. I'm going to call AAA, which I have. I'm going to call AAA right now. Register with it. It'll take at least a half hour for the guy to come out. I've done this, you know, a few times where the battery's dead. They come out, they test the battery. They always tell me the same thing. It's your battery. And then they say, I got one on the truck if you want to buy one. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, give me a new battery. So this is like the third time I've done this.
How many batteries?
It's probably not on the same vehicle, but I've done through different. Okay. My kid's car, the Acura, you know, the battery.
I like that you know the dance, though. So at this point, when he tries to get to do the sales pitch, you don't even need it.
I don't know.
I might have one on the, just get it.
Right.
That's fine.
I'm paying for it.
Right. Yeah. I'll do it. That's what I do. That's how I buy my batteries. When it dies, wherever I am, I call AAA. They come out. Well, now AAA, of course, says, we've texted you a link so that you can do it online. They do not want to talk to you. Believe me. Like most, right? It's all.
Oh, yeah.
It's all,
no company wants to talk to you anymore.
No.
People cost money.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're like, is this the number? They said, what's your number? And then I read in my cell phone number. They said, we've just texted a link. We have a number on file that matches yours. Great. Okay. So it says, what appears to be the problem? Battery, need a tow truck, something else. So I put battery. Now, had I talked to a human being, I probably would have said, I think it's the battery, but I really have no idea because I'm a human being that knows nothing about cars.
Yes, sure.
Know? And you're a human being. Can you say it might be something else? So I've started the ball rolling. I go see my stretch artist, Grayson, and I get.
Does it come up during conversation or is that a quiet time?
Normally, it's quiet time. Okay. But this time I said, Grayson.
Both of you thinking, what am I doing here?
Sorry, it's been a day.
Sorry, I'm late.
I walked in late. I said, Grayson,
I'm frazzled. Frankly, I am frazzled, Grayson.
I mean, I told him all. Yes, yes, and yes. I told him all this stuff. So I said, I need to lay my cell phone on my chest while you stretch me.
Just, it's against protocol, I know. Yeah.
I'm not recording you, I promise.
Believe me, these pictures could do more damage to me if they got out.
Yeah.
Frankly.
He's right.
Grayson agrees. He says, yes, we'll go against protocol. You may lay your phone on your chest. If it buzzes, you'll know.
Grayson, is there a reason he has his phone out? Yeah, boss, he's waiting on a call for AAA.
Did you clear that with the assistant manager, Grayson?
Anyway, so it says, we'll contact you as soon as your battery driver is on the way. Your AAA member is on the way. So I get stretched. That's 30 minutes. Nothing. I mean, nothing. I'm sitting there looking at the screen like, you know, I've...
No calls, no text, no nothing.
So now I walk back over to the gym. Now it's 2 o'clock, and I've walked back over to the gym, and I'm like, I go back in. They know me there. There's no class going on now. They're like, what are you doing back here? You know,
They're mopping up my sweat.
They're mopping up my sweat.
Still.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry. My car is broken down. Can I just sit here and wait on AAA? Because it's 100 degrees outside.
Oh, that's, and this is awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, no. For insurance reasons.
Yeah.
The next class starts at 3. It's 2. And no one's there but me, of course. Mm. And they're all...
I'll stay out of the way.
You know, I'll sit over here and...
Just pretend I'm not here.
So, tick, 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 tick. I mean, keeps on going. I call AAA. I cannot talk to a...
You cannot hit MASH 0.
I keep mashing 0. It keeps saying, we'll get you to a...
Agent.
I keep saying, representative. Representative. Representative.
Have you tried our website?
A lot of these things can be handled online.
Yes. Yes. The fastest way is through our mobile app. I'm getting more and more angry. Finally, it's 2:45.
Have you alerted your family that you're running late?
Yes. I've told them, look, I don't know how long this is going to be. It's 2:45 now.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. That sounds bad.
That's 2:45. Okay. Finally, I get through to a human. They say, we've been trying to call you. And I said, no, you have not. I have not. And they say, the number we have on file for you, and I'm going to give it, is 336-286-5922. That was my home number in a house I lived in 22 years ago when I first got AAA. Mm. And I said, but every time I call, the automated system says, I see your number is, and they give the correct one.
Yeah.
And I have to mouth it into the phone. And the woman goes, that's our fault. That's on us. I apologize. Would you like to start a new claim? And I was like, I mean, so I've wasted 2 hours. Ugh. I mean, they've disposed of it. Like the tow truck driver
is a dead end.
Is a total dead end.
Whoever's on that number is getting pissed.
Yeah.
There's no van out front.
Yeah.
People keep leaving batteries in at the end of the driveway.
Stop calling us.
Yeah.
I'm unlisted.
So I said, yeah, start a claim. Now it's 10 minutes of 3, okay? I said, yeah. People are coming in for the next workout. Mm-hmm. So I said, yeah.
You're going to have to go.
I said, yeah, start a claim.
You're like the guy at the end of the night at the strip club when the lights come on who's, I'm just waiting for my Uber. The girls are coming out in street clothes now.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I like those sweatpants.
Exactly. So I said, yeah, put my name in. Let's come on now. So the thing comes up immediately after the claim. We're experiencing a high volume right now. Could be some time.
You
know? Oh, okay. So the woman at the gym says, you want to take the class again? I say, yeah, I do.
I'll rage work out.
So I rage worked out again. I said, I'm going to have to keep my cell phone with me in case AAA calls me.
Did you clear that with the manager?
Yes. Yeah. They said, our protocol is same as stretch zone. We don't allow. I said, yes, but I need. They're like, okay, we'll look the other way.
Don't take pictures of girls' butts.
Yeah. Right?
Listen, ladies, he's not a perv. Well, we don't think he's a perv. He's waiting for his van to be fixed.
Right, right.
Okay. You can see the van out there. It's a junker.
Yeah.
I mean, you all smell it when you walk past it. It's that one.
Okay. So I get through.
So what are you wearing?
Well, I've changed into a
t-shirt. Back to your stink clothes?
I've showered and changed into t-shirt and shorts for the stretch.
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
So I'm dressed for the gym again. So I do the workout again. And about 5 minutes ago, we're starting the cool down. I get my text. I'll be there in 5 minutes. So now.
Okay, good.
The guy comes. Okay, he's in a tow truck. He says, you got a battery check? I said, yes, I need a battery. I said, no, I'm not positive it's the battery. He goes, boy, I hope it is.
All I got, one battery.
That's what I brought.
So he goes, crank it up. Let's see what happens. Well, I start the car. He goes, ging, 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 and it starts. Okay, so this is the second time I've tried. Now it starts, and he goes, try to back it out of the parking lot, of the parking space. So I put it in reverse and hit the gas. And it goes, it's like it's in neutral, but it's not.
Ooh.
Okay, so that's like, wait a minute now. So I can't even get any juice to it. I mean, it rolls like an inch, you know. That's the first time I've experienced this. And I'm like, oh, okay. And every light on the dash is lit up. I mean, battery and everything else. So I turn it off. He goes, all right, let me check your battery. He goes, battery's got power. I said, uh-oh. He goes, this could be an alternator. And I said, okay, all right.
Do you have one of those?
No.
Are they on the van?
No.
Please tell me it's on the van.
The tow truck.
Okay, they're in the tow truck. All right. So he says, this is going to be, you're going to be towed to the place that's going to fix it. I said, okay, hook it up. He goes.
Did another tow truck show up going, I'm here to hook up a beater?
Listen.
This isn't abandoned.
This is the important part. I say, all right, tow it away. He goes, I can't tow it away. I said, but you're in a tow truck. He goes, I got more calls, and you'll have to do another claim. So you have to call AAA back.
But you're AAA.
I said, you're AAA. He goes, yeah, but I've got more calls. This is a battery check. I said, yeah, but you're in a tow truck. He goes, yeah, but I got other to do. And I said, so someone else is going to come with a different tow truck? He goes, might be me, but it'll be a while. You can imagine how enraged I am now. Okay, I
mean, was the Curb Your Enthusiasm music starting to play?
I think it's unbelievable. Uh-huh. It's unbelievable. Okay,
I hear there's a good local coffee shop here. Go wait in there.
Now it's like 3:15, 3:20. Something.
When's
like
the next gym class start?
4:15.
Okay.
All right. The next one's at 4:15.
Am I sitting here for an hour?
Okay. Yeah. Right. So I'm sorry. It's now we're like 3:50, and the next gym class starts at 4:15. So he leaves. I call AAA. Representative. I can't, I have to start a new claim.
It's the wrong number.
Yeah. So I have to change all that. Then it said high volume. It's going to be a while. I go back in the gym. They say, you want us to put you in the 4:15? I said, no, I'm not doing it for the third time. Now I'm all sweaty.
Yeah.
I said, I'm starving. I got to walk over to Chicken Salad Chick. Yes.
Oh.
So I walk into Chicken Salad Chick.
I'm not supposed to be here.
That's right.
Everybody listen up. Oh, God, we're getting robbed. We've seen him. He's been milling about in the parking lot for hours. Changing clothes.
Hours. Yes.
He's decided at 4 p.m. he wants a chicken salad sandwich.
So I go in there. Yeah, it's 4:15. Mm-hmm. Me and the employees.
No lunch shift.
No. Nobody's
no dinner shift. Nobody's in there.
They look up at me like.
All we have is the classic Carol. We didn't even bother to make any other flavors at this point of the day.
I said, can I have a jalapeno, Holly?
We're out. No. Isn't it just jalapenos in the chicken salad? I'm not doing that.
So I get a scoop of chicken salad and some crackers for $12 and sit on my laptop and write put up or shut up question. That's where.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a rage-filled game.
Oh, my God. The game next Monday will be
angry.
So. You have no idea how hard the game's going to be next Monday.
It's going to be B-sides of 60 songs.
Yes, exactly. So after a while, I feel like I've worn out my welcome at Chicken Salad Chick. I've been sitting there for so long.
Are they sweeping around you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I got to get out. So I walk back over to the gym. Now it's 5:10, and I still haven't heard from AAA. I call them back. I never can get a human,
Isn't there a nail salon nearby?
Yes.
Did you wander into there?
I had a pedi.
Well, the P1s will be happy to know that.
Right.
Get a mani-pedi? Mm-hmm.
At the gym, the 5:30 class starts. And everybody's like, you want me to put you in the 5:30?
I'm pretty sure his wife left him. He keeps saying his van won't start.
This is so sad. Finally, the tow truck gets there. It is not the same guy.
Different
it's
driver.
A different driver. And he said, call for a tow truck? I said, yeah, I did. I did call for a tow truck. And he's like, is that it? Now, it's pulled into the space, and there's cars all around me. There's no – he goes, oh, boy, it's tough to get that baby
oh,
out of there.
Oh, no.
So you know what he had to do was he had to put like, he got to get juice to it. He put like a device on it with the hood up and he was able to back it out. He did get enough power to back it out into the.
Oh, that's good.
Very busy now. Now it's almost 5:30 and cars are coming in and out. But he got it up there and they towed it away. My son came to pick me up. He's home from college. He came to pick me up at 5:30. I was in that parking lot from 11:45 to 5:30, walking between Stretch Zone, the gym, and Chicken Salad Chick. A miserable experience. And that triple A, and everybody I would tell the story to, they'd be like, do you have triple A? Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, I do.
I do.
I have triple A for these situations. So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone with triple A. It's maddening. It's maddening. And the fact.
Is that your tow truck? No, he's leaving.
When he left, it was like, what? He goes, I can't tow it. And I said, so somebody else is going to go. Well, it might be me, you know, but I've got two more calls to go on. You know?
Oh, so I can't begin to understand that.
And it was crazy. And it was the first time.
Oh, your auto shop's closed. Where do you want me to tow your car?
Right. Yes, exactly. So, and that was really, just talking to a person would make it so much easier. So I didn't have to specify battery. I was like, well, it might be the battery, but it could be something else. You know, might need a tow truck.
Yeah, send the generic guy.
Yeah, exactly. It was really, really, I mean, just frustrating.
At any point, did your wife offer to come get you?
Well, yes. Yes.
Did you have to stay with the vehicle?
Yes.
That's the problem.
They
because
make
you have
you.
To show the card.
And every time you go, I probably call them five times, and they have to start with, are you in a safe location? Yes. I'm in a safe. Yes. You know, you get madder and madder, and they're like.
And really, what are they going to do if you say no?
Yeah. You know what they do?
Are you in a safe location? No. Okay.
Let's say hang up and get to a safe location.
They say is call 911. They say that and they're automated. They're like, and they keep repeating it. Like, if you're not in a safe location, call 911. You know, that I'm sure they've been burned by that before. It was so unbelievably frustrating. But that's just, you know, that's where we are.
Well, and I guess we don't have any van diagnosis yet.
Not yet. But the guy told me it's your alternator. I mean, the first guy said this is going to be your alternator, which I'm sure is expensive. And that's why I was getting one time when it started, but I mean, I put it in reverse and I almost hit the car in front of me. You know, it would not. And I floored it.
Mm-hmm.
If it had all of a sudden caught, I would have driven through the nail salon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would have,
like an old man at a farmer's market.
Exactly. They'd have been taking my license away because he hit the gas instead of the brake, but it did not. It was that little power on it. So I'm hoping they fix it today and I'll be back in it tomorrow, but. It was a really rough afternoon, I have to say.
Did your wife accidentally leave open any tabs on your computer for new cars?
Oh, yes.
New trucks, new whatever.
Yes, yes. She's ready. You know, she's like, new car. But you know me, I hang with them till they die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, an alternator's not going to make you get a new car.
No. What's the price on an alternator, do you think? Any idea?
You're asking us?
I know.
Have you called AAA?